Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio here on Business Radio X as we broadcast live on this Tuesday morning from the Roswell Infinity Studios in Alpharetta. I am Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. And John, as we do this show, it is the weekend or the day following the July 4th weekend. Hope you had a wonderful weekend.
I did. I hope you did as well, Mike.
I got off 10 of my fingers.
Yep.
So that's the most important thing. So I'm good to go.
Yeah, me too. We're all good.
Yeah. So we have 20 fingers on this side of the table. And let's see, 10, 20, 30 more on the other side as we have three guests here in the studio. They are Jane Ratliff with Blue Hair Technology Group, Trenton Carson with TC Productions Video Production Company, and Andrew Traub with A&S Culinary Concepts. Want to also let everybody know that Ferritech has come on board as our underwriter of our house show, North Fulton Business Radio. So we appreciate our friends at Ferritech. At Ferritech, great people and remarkable service. So should we start with the interviews?
Let's get going.
All right.
Welcome, Ferritech.
Yes. Welcome to Ferritech. All right. Jane Ratliff with Blue Hair Technology Group. And obviously, as you walk in, the first thing I do is check to see if you have blue hair, and you don't. But tell us all about your company, Jane, and what you do.
Great. Thank you so much. This is great to be here. Our company, Blue Hair Technology Group, we teach adults how to use today's technology so they can stay connected to family, friends, community, and the world. We are a nonprofit, and we provide instructor-led classes where we teach individuals how to use their iPad, how to use their iPhone, Android phones, how to use Facebook, how to use Pinterest, everything that everyone's doing today. But for a lot of adults, they are unfamiliar with how to get around it.
All right. And go ahead and pull your mic a little closer to you as well, Jane. Tell me how you started the company and why you started the company.
I started the company with an experience with my mother. At 86 years of age, which was 4 years ago, we gave her an iPad for her 86th birthday, and she had never, ever used a computer before. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are in that same situation. So I knew that unless she was given classes or lessons on how to use it, it wouldn't be used. So my gift to her was 3 months. I gave her 3 months of weekly lessons for 1 hour at a time and taught her how to use her iPad. And it was through that experience that I realized that there really wasn't any resources out there that take a group of individuals, adults, older adults primarily, but adults who just really have no familiarity how to use these devices. And I knew it was important also from a nonprofit standpoint, since we are a nonprofit, because it really was something that everyone needed access to. Everyone needed access to education on how to use these devices, how to use technology, because it's just how we live today. And so with teaching my mother, after 3 months, we got her to play Words with Friends. She's 90, still alive, she uses her iPad every day. Words with Friends. She gets on Facebook. She doesn't really post on Facebook, but she, you know, she's the voyeur on Facebook. And she gets text messages, sends text messages out, and actually uses email still some. So it really has been wonderful for her. And that's why I decided to start the company 4.5 years ago, because if people don't know how to use devices, they're really left behind. They're out of touch. They're not able to stay connected with family and friends. So there's a lot of emotional impact technology has on individuals.
So Jane, tell us about the classes. Tell us how they work, where the classes are held, how much they cost. Yep. Tell us a little bit more about those.
So we teach our classes in the Atlanta, primarily in the Atlanta metropolitan area, and we go to where the seniors are. So we don't have a physical location. We go to senior living communities. We go to senior centers. We go to country clubs. We go to homeowners associations. We go churches, synagogues, anywhere where there are older adults or adults who want to learn how to use technology. We go there. And the classes, we like to have about 15 students in the classes, along with volunteers. We have about 250 volunteers. And so we always, along with the instructor who teaches the class, we typically have about three volunteers. We call them technology ambassadors. It sounds good, right? But they are. They're technology ambassadors, and they are so critical. The seniors, the older adults, anyone who takes that class are so appreciative of the volunteers that are there because the volunteers are critical. Without volunteers, you wouldn't be able to get through a class. And we charge for, a four-session iPad class or an iPhone class for up to 15 people. A community would charge, we would charge $600 total. So we're very cost effective. So it's $600 for 15 individuals to receive four 90-minute classes. We also sell curriculum on top of that. And we just finished testing the ability to do our training via webinars, which we were very successful at. We just finished doing a webinar. I was on at my computer at my house, and we taught 12 people in a room up at Lake Lanier, at Lake Lanier Villages, and they said the class was super successful. It was as good as having somebody in the room. So that all of a sudden allows us to open up what we do worldwide. So we're very excited about how to package that and put that together.
That's great. We're talking with Jane Ratliff with Blue Hair Technology Group. Why did you decide, Jane, to go the nonprofit route, though?
I really didn't have a lot of experience, so it just felt right.
Well, because really what you're doing is you're serving people.
Yeah. So it felt right from the perspective of I didn't feel that it should be our classes and teaching people how to use technology should be reserved for the people who can afford something very expensive, reserved for the people who, you know, are wealthy. You know, I think it's something that everyone needs to know. And then people ask, well, what happens if once everyone learns the technology? I'm like, that's not going to happen. There's always going to be something introduced that some generation is falling behind on. Always, you know.
And people living longer too. I mean, you're not
exactly.
You'll never run out. And you said something earlier, Jane, that was interesting. It's people that want to learn. So you're not going in and talking to maybe the older generation where they're very stubborn and I don't need that. You're not convincing them they have to use it. So these are folks that already have a very open mind and want to learn everything. What's been the most surprising thing since you started this 4 years ago that has come out of it for you?
Well, there's several things. One of them, I'd say 4.5 years ago, the landscape of who has technology is different. So 4.5 years ago, when we first started out, there was much more resistance, let's say, at the senior living communities and places like that, that said, you know, no one here wants to learn that. So we got that a lot, even though that wasn't true. But now you go somewhere and they're like, oh, yes, you know, we need to do something like that. Or gosh, I'm so glad you're here. So I'd say the adoption of all adults, especially adults that didn't initially gravitate towards technology, they're understanding the importance of it now. So there's a lot more people out there that want lessons on how to use these things. Also, you're finding a lot of people in the 80-year-old and above age range that are going out and buying these things. In the beginning, it was always, oh, I got it as a gift. My son gave it as a hand-me-down. You know, this was my granddaughter's. But now they're going out. So an 88-year-old woman has an iPhone, you know, big iPhone 6 Plus, doesn't know how to use it, but she's in our class. And so I'd say that's probably the biggest difference is that 4.5 years ago, not as many people in that older demographic wanted to learn, and they want to learn. They want to feel like they're everyone else. So.
Well, Jane, some of the stories you've got to tell about some of your clients are pretty emotional, really. I mean, whether it's connecting to music of their generation through YouTube or looking at their old childhood home on Google Maps or seeing the grandkids or great grandkids on FaceTime. I mean, you've got some great stories to tell. Why don't you pick a good one out and give it to our audience?
Oh, lots of them. All of them that you mentioned and more. And that's the beauty, a quick plug. That's the beauty of being a volunteer, because you have direct, you see the direct impact you're making. You're there volunteering with the person that you're making the impact with. So I'd go back to the woman a couple months ago who was 88 and she got a brand new iPhone 6 Plus. So it was the big one. And we were teaching text messaging, which she didn't know how to do, you know, but she was very open. I mean, she was like, oh, I want to do this. And I said, you know, why did you get this big phone? This is great. You've never used it before. She goes, I want to be able to text message my son, you know? So anyway, we were doing text messaging that day. And I said, okay, let's text message your son, you know? So luckily she had his cell phone number and we text messaged him and I showed her how to do it. And, you know, within 5 seconds, her son responded. Now this is a son who's probably what, in his 50s, probably. And he said something like, great job, mom. You're terrific. You know, I'm really proud of you. That's what he said. And that was really impactful to that woman. I mean, it really, I mean, first of all, the fast response, first of all. And then she knew he was busy at work and that he was proud of her. That meant a lot. So that's something. That's just something right there. These people are so proud. I mean, everyone's also proud of themselves when they figure it out, because it's really not complicated. And then all of a sudden they see the benefits of it, you know, more than it's something I have to learn and I feel stupid. That's a big thing, you know?
Jane, you mentioned the volunteers several times, of course. For those that would like to maybe find out more about volunteering, who are you looking for and how does that work?
We are looking for anyone, and we typically would say 13 and above. I mean, even a 13-year-old, the parent knows if the 13-year-old is not only good from a technology standpoint. That's important. So all volunteers need to be good from a technology standpoint. They need to know the devices and how to interact with the devices. But more importantly is someone that wants to help. You know, someone who's comfortable saying, oh, can I help you? Someone who's comfortable in being able to observe and knowing that someone is struggling. You know, so a young adult is great, but they have to have some of these interpersonal skills.
So how does one sign up, though? I mean,
to be a volunteer, right. Go to our website, and you'll see the volunteer section, and there's a nice big button that says, I want to be a volunteer, and you sign up.
So volunteers need to go to the website. Also, senior living communities that we would love to have classes, they could go and get, I'm assuming everything is there on the website.
That is correct.
All right, go ahead and give the website any contact information you'd like to share with our listeners.
The website, obviously, www, and then it's dot bluehairtech.org. And that's bluehairtech.org. Email info@bluehairtech.org. And our phone number is 770-696-9808.
Did your mom have any issues with you calling your company Blue Hair Technology?
No, she loved it.
Okay, good for her. I'm sure she's got a great personality just like you. Jane Ratliff, Executive Director with Blue Hair Technology Group. Thanks for coming on and sharing what you do.
Thank you.
All right, before we go to our next guest, John, I want to let you know about Faratech. As I said, our newest underwriter. They've been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies, and they offer outstanding customer service. Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com. Faratech.com. All right, our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio, Trenton Carson from TC Productions Video Production Company. And a lot of times I always ask, you know, where'd you come up with the name of your company? But I can kind of figure out the TC there, Trenton. But tell us about your production company and what you do.
Well, TC Productions, is Trenton Carson Productions or Tuku Productions.
Even better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we're a video production company that provides video marketing content for business owners.
How did you get into the business? What's your background? What made you decide to start this company?
Okay, well, like any small business owner, we started the company because we are tired of working for other people. But my background is I obtained my bachelor's in cinema. And so I have a bachelor's in film. And then right after that, I went to Hollywood. So I worked in Hollywood a while, and then I came back to Illinois and I worked at a television studio. Now, at the television studio, since I had a film degree, so my professors, it was letting me know about the filming down in Atlanta, as well as a lot of my friends are still in L.A. So while I was working there, it was telling me, Trenton, we have a lot of production scouters coming to Atlanta. There's a lot of movement going down there. You might want to, you know, get a jump on the film industry down this way. So I was still working at the television station, and I was growing really fast there. But, you know, I'm a millennial, and I can't move up until a baby boomer moves out. So he's still there. So I had to get up out of there. So I put in my 2 weeks shortly after my 26th birthday. Said, hey, I'm getting out of here. Then they offered me more money. And I said, well, I'm already gone. Then they offered me more money. But, you know, I'm working for myself now. So that's when I came down here and started my production company, TC Productions.
So, TC, you work with small businesses, and small businesses are increasingly using video, or you would like to talk them into using video, right, if they're not already. So why should a small business owner use video?
Well, most businesses, especially small businesses, they usually market to maintain their business. Well, video marketing allows them to grow their business. A lot of them are hesitant because it's almost a new medium for them. Most small business owners, they're really comfortable with what they know and what they stick with for the past, you know, 5, 10, 15 years. But times have changed. If you want to keep up, you're going to have to, you know, get with the times we're doing right now. So we like to, first of all, we have to educate all our small business owners about the power of, you know, video marketing. And sometimes they get on board. Sometimes they're a little more hesitant. And, you know, I have to tell them, hey, I raise my prices every year, so you might want to get on it, you know, as fast as possible. But, you know.
That's one way to grow the business.
Yeah.
You better do it now because next year prices are going up.
Exactly, that's right. Exactly. But nowadays, what we've been doing is I started in Atlanta in 2012. So from there until now, they actually can see online that, you know, video marketing is taking place. And then now that I'm getting questions like, okay, I'm starting to see a lot of videos on a lot of my colleagues, a lot of my competition. You know, what do I need to do to get into, you know, video marketing? So now it's opening up a lot more for me and my business.
And Trenton, when we're talking video, people are thinking, well, like what, a 30-second commercial? I'm not going to buy spots on the local TV station, but it's so much more than that. They can do testimonials, interviews. Mm-hmm. Talk about the different things that people can do with the video.
Yes, like she said, just being on your phone now, you can watch a ton of video just on your phone. So, but it's a lot of social media marketing.
Jane's doing that right now as we speak. I'm just messing with you.
She's fine. But it's a lot of social media marketing, email marketing, testimonials. Like you said, they usually refer to, I have to get this big old television spot. I got to get on primetime television. And that's not where it's at. And especially if you're a small local business, you want to get in front of where your customer's at, which is in the local community. So you want to revert to your email marketing, your newsletters, as well as your chambers and your networking. You could send, you know, video through text message, you know, right about now with a link to it. So that's how you get in front of your clients. Now, you don't have to. You can go to TV ads, and TV ads are declining because not a lot of people are watching cable TV like that. Most of them are referring to the Netflix and the Hulus.
Yeah,
and whatnot.
They're DVDing their favorite show, or exactly. A commercial comes on, you fast forward through the commercial.
Exactly. Sometimes people just go on, you know, they don't even watch TV. They just pull up their favorite show and then they're back off. You know, they're back onto online, you know, browsing the web and all that. So with video marketing, you get in front of them a whole lot faster than television, and right now a whole lot cheaper.
So, Trenton, you talk about making video less about you as the business owner and more about the audience. Explain what you mean by that.
Yes, we actually had to set a couple of business owners down, and some of them didn't like the way we told them to them, because we said, hey, you know, this video is not for you. And, you know, they get taken aback and say, well, why is it? I'm the one paying for it. You know, it should be all about me. I'm like, but it should be used as a medium to connect with your audience to you, not just to be about you. And once you learn how to use that to connect to your audience, they're more in tune to what you're talking about. And they're more engaged to help either sharing it, liking it, commenting, or bringing you business, referring business to you off the strength of they know you now, or they know you a lot better than when you just go around randomly, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, you know. And you just pretty much, you don't want to put yourself on a pedestal. You want to step down off the soapbox and actually talk to the crowd.
We're talking with Trenton Carson here on North Fulton Business Radio. The company is TC Productions. They're a video production company. And you touched upon it earlier in your last answer, Trenton. You said the cost. People probably think, okay, TV, video, it's got to be very expensive. That's not the case. Talk more about that.
Yes. Most of the time you're thinking a commercial, especially in the movie industry, you're trying to think $20,000, $30,000, you know, sometimes $10,000, but it's not the case anymore. You know, you can get a camera and do it yourself. You know, it's not hurting my business if you do it yourself. You just get to understand what I go through a lot. But you can get a 1080 HD camera for, you know, $300-$600. You know, that's, you know, that'll get your feet wet. So you're not looking at that much. And we also, we tell our clients that, you know, set aside a budget, you know, around $2,000, you know, $3,500 for, you know, video production, just to set aside. It might cost less than that. It might cost around that range. But just having that idea in your mind helps you out a whole lot. Because when I go up to, you know, to promote balanced business, they already say, I can't afford you. And I'm like, I haven't even told you the price. So how do you know you can't afford me? You know, I mean, if I present myself that way, you know, I take that. But, you know, sit down and have a conversation, because a lot of times you're thinking that you need this, you know, this nice 30-second, 45-second commercial spot on television when all you need is maybe 15 seconds or 30 seconds. And sometimes, in most cases, a minute commercial can cost less, you know, than a 30-second commercial. It just, we have to sit down and talk about what's your needs and who are you trying to reach. And then I can get better understand of how to script of video for you rather than what you think. Usually when people come to me about the video, they usually want to go after the last video they saw. That's what the video they have to do. And that's not the case.
Trenton, talk about good clients for you. Give us a couple examples of clients you've worked with that you've done a good job for, and they've seen some appreciable change in their business because of the marketing work you've done.
Well, lately we've been having a lot of good runs this past month and a half with a lot of nonprofits. And a good thing about that is that they understand, you know, what I do and let me create in my lane. So it's not a whole bunch of overseeing as far as, you know, edit here, edit there, because that's something they don't know anything about. So they allow me to be in my lane and do what I have to do to better service them. But the great thing that's coming back with them is that once they get their video and they put it out, the reaction they get from it, they get a lot of likes, they get a lot of comments. And at first they look at it, it's like, well, not that many people is going to look at it. Not that many people is going to, you know, like it or share it. Then they see what kind of support they have out there. Then they get, like I said, the comments saying, you know, I didn't know you guys did this. I didn't know, you know, let's talk about more about that. And then they come to me saying, hey, I think we should do another video, you know? And I'm like, yes, you should, you know? But one of the main things that happens, you know, besides the likes and comments, is the confidence, you know, because they're always worried about what they're always worried about what the other person is going to say about them. But once they gain that confidence of, you know, you did a good job on this video, I didn't know you guys did that, or you guys made it, now you're on TV and you're everywhere, now they'll say, okay, now I'm ready to do another one. You know what, let's do let's do two or three so I can, you know, finish out the quarter rather than let's just do one and let's see what it looks like.
By the way, Southern Illinois is where you got your degree. I've got a friend who's a sports director at a TV station from Southern Illinois. They've got the strange, unique nickname, don't they?
Yes. We are Salukis.
Salukis, okay.
Yes.
Which is a...
It's an Egyptian dog. You know, we look like it's a little furrier greyhound.
Okay. So the Southern Illinois Egyptian dogs...
Mm-hmm. There you go.
...is what they are. I'm assuming on your website, people can see samples of the work you've done?
Oh, yes. We couldn't say we're a video production company without having any video.
Thank God. I was starting to sweat, because if you said no, I'd be a little concerned. Give us the website, Trenton, and any contact information you'd like to share for those that would like to look into your services. And I'm assuming if they want to just have a consultation or a talk with you, is there a cost for that?
No, it's not. I want you to come through our door. So, I mean, if you already have to stick in your pockets, you know, just to talk to me, you're already pushed away. So... but you can check us out at www.tcpvid.com. You can just check out our Facebook, facebook.com/TC Productions. You just Google us, TC Productions LLC, and you're going to find us. Video marketing allow us, you know, with SEO to rank pretty high in whatever we do and whatever we tag ourselves into.
We know about that here at Business Radio X. Absolutely. So, Trenton, congratulations on the success of your company. Continued success. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Trenton Carson with TC Productions, Video Production Company.
You know, Mike, North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology, enhanced turnkey offices, you will enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
All right, John, great show. We'll do it again next week.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait a minute. We got one more guest.
That's right.
I'm just messing with Andrew here. Andrew Traub with A&S Culinary Concepts. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I just lost a friend. That's a real good way to make a friend.
More lunch next time.
Yeah, there you go. Tell us about A&S Culinary Concepts and what you guys do.
A&S Culinary Concepts, we are a culinary studio. What we have is an open kitchen where people can come and take cooking classes, but then we also work with corporations and businesses to do team building. We do corporate catering, but we also do different types of dinners. We do all sorts of catering inside the studio. It's a fun event where people can come all the time and, you know, look on our website for different classes that we have or private classes. If you get 12 people or more together and you can put together your own type of cooking class, and we can discuss what you want to cook.
That sounds cool. Sounds like a lot of fun.
He's talking about our stomachs. I'm interested right now.
Yeah,
right,
Mike?
Yeah.
So you're the owner. You're a chef as well.
I mean,
could this be a group outing?
Absolutely.
You get some friends together.
You get a bunch of friends together. You get, like I said, 12 or more together, and it is a group outing. We also we're going to be starting up again in during football season. We do what we call a Thursday night tailgate. On Thursday nights, we put together, we are a culinary partner with the Big Green Egg. So we do a lot off the Big Green Egg. We have four extra large green eggs on the side of our building and a double XL, which last year we had smoked a 60-pound pig on our last tailgate. We are farm to table. We work with a lot of local companies. And we work with all the local beer companies, which are popping up on every street in Atlanta. So every Thursday we have, during football season, another local brewery come up. And they talk about their beer, but we also do different types of classes.
Andrew, tell us about how long you've been in the culinary, the food industry, and what gave you the idea to open up A&S?
I have been a chef for, too long, but I worked with Marriott for 25 years. I also had a catering business up in Manhattan, and I worked at several restaurants up in Manhattan. Came down here about a little more than 20 years ago, right before the Olympics with Marriott. And it really, you know, I've always loved food. I mean, since the point I was 15 years old, I've just loved cooking. And you know, being in a kitchen is my love. And at one point I just said to my wife, I need time to go out on our own and just have fun with everything. And that's what we're doing. We're having fun. So it's cooking, it's teaching people how to cook, but it's just having fun and taking products and just doing what I love.
Well, you do corporate events, you do team building. Talk about the team building part of it.
Team building is really a lot of fun. We get different companies that come in. We've had Coca-Cola, Assurant, different healthcare companies, and in small businesses, we've had dentist's office and just small offices get together. But what they do is everybody now watches all the cooking shows. So we've taken the cooking shows, we've taken Iron Chef, we've taken Chop, we've taken Cupcake Wars, and we've put that to team building, four or five people at a station. And they're doing Iron Chef as a team, and they get into it tremendously.
You're not mean like one of those guys on the shows.
I don't yell at people. Okay. I've never seen that one. And then we also do cooking camps. We finished up a baking camp for the kids this summer, cooking camps. We have another one at the end of July, a cooking camp, the 25th to the 29th. And the kids come from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock for 5 days. And They're doing everything totally hands-on.
Oh, I'm sending my son to that thing.
Absolutely.
Daddy, I'm hungry. Well, now you can whip up something in the kitchen there.
They made dinner for their parents for 5 days, believe me.
Oh, that's worth it right there.
So, Andrew, what about a small, if I've got a small business and I don't have a lot of employees, can you accommodate me? And I assume that you're a good choice if I want to entertain clients with some event that's pretty unusual.
Yes. I mean, we get a lot of we want to work, you know, we're a small business, so we do want to work with the small businesses. We're not going to turn away the small businesses. The other part is we get a lot of like investors or different people that, you know, want to work with their clients. Bring them in, do a beer dinner or do a cooking class with, you know, the different beers. We have a beer, you know, we do beer and wine, and, you know, you come in, you have a little drink and you're cooking your dinner. And then we sit down and we all sit very nicely and have a really nice meal at the end.
Now, how does that work? Do we select the kind of foods we want? We just have that, I guess we have a talk and we kind of go through all that?
Yes. Depending upon what you want to do, if it's an Iron Chef class, no. Then you don't, unless you're going to be a judge, then we'll talk about it. But if you're not going to be a judge, you get no say in it because we're not going to let you know what the mystery ingredients are.
And I assume you get people from all walks, whether they're like me and they can barely boil an egg, to people that probably think they know more than you.
Yes, and we do. And we get a lot of people that come in and say, you know, they've been cooking for a long time and just have a blast also. And we get a lot of people that come in and say, I know nothing. We had a family come in that did a birthday. Believe it or not, they had three generations of birthdays on the same day. So the grandmother, Mimi, was 91. And then her son-in-law that was, you know, 20 years later, and then a grandson another to the same day, and they made a whole birthday party, and they broke up into teams with the different birthday people, and they had aprons that they made with each person's name on face on it, and it was tremendous. It was a lot of fun, and you can actually see a couple of those pictures on our gallery on our website.
That's great. So, give us a few more ideas about maybe the small business owner that wants to either entertain either employees or clients, some of the kind of menus maybe you can set up or.
I'm glad you asked about our menus. Our menus are, we have some menus on our website, but they're guidelines. Again, it's just, we're a small business and I want to work with you on what you want to be just for you. So we'll work with you on a menu as far as we do the catering. So, I mean, we can drop off and run, and, you know, we'll set it up. But we also can do, for the small business, do an Iron Chef, do a different type of team building like that, or do a dinner. We have a chiropractor that she does, she wants to talk to her folks, you know, once every 3 or 4 months. She wants to get new people. So she comes in, they don't do a cooking class, but what they do, we just do set up a buffet. They come in at 7 o'clock. She lets them get something to eat, and then she sits and talks to them. So, I mean, we have a venue that holds very comfortably 30 people. And then besides that, you know, we can do different types of dinners. We've done beer dinners with different companies. We've done regular catering where people have just come in there and they've, you know, we've set up a buffet, or we can also do a plated meal.
This sounds so neat. I mean, and I'm thinking with the popularity of the food networks, it's a big thing now. I've never heard of anything like this, so this is really cool. Andrew, are there many of what you do? Are there many of these around?
Not to where we are, I believe. I mean, there are other places that have cooking classes or demonstrations. I think we go a lot further than that. We do everything is, like I said, as local as possible. But we also, if you're in a cooking class or you're doing team building, you're totally hands-on. We have 7 stations that are fully, you have burner, you have mixers, you have full sets of knives that are very sharp. I mean, different types of cutting boards. And then as we're
medical doing supplies on hand just in case?
Yep. No, because we're teaching you the proper way of doing it. So we don't, knock wood, but yes. We don't have that. But what we want to do is show you proper ways of cooking and doing things. I mean, the kids that come in, they're 9 to 15, use the full set of knives. We're showing them how to use knives, and we do the same with the adults.
Has there ever been a time where you had a group come in and they just butchered the meal completely, that they couldn't eat the meal?
I'm glad you asked that one too. No, that has never happened, and I bring that up a lot in our pre-talk. We have never had, because my staff also is walking.
You're
around
working, yeah, you're working with them.
You know, so even if you're doing an Iron Chef, we're not going to give you what to do. You know, we're not. We're going to let you use your phones for recipes, and but we're not going to.
If they start going down the wrong road, just
we will help you with proper cooking, and we'll help you with different things. We also do what we call with the Big Green Egg. We do a Big Green Egg boot camp once a month. That you come in at 7 o'clock in the morning. We light up the eggs. We marinate 4 different types of meat. And then we make you breakfast, so you get a really nice breakfast. We talk about the rest of the day, and then you go home at 9:30, come back at 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, we have about 4 or 5 different side dishes we're going to be making. We're going to have a barbecue sauce competition where we'll give you a basic recipe and then give you a whole bunch of different items to kick it up with. And we'll give you a whole bunch of different macaroni and cheeses, or we'll make a whole bunch of different macaroni and cheeses. And then you get to invite one guest for dinner at 6 o'clock. And your guest comes in, they vote on the barbecue sauce competition, and we set up about a 12-foot buffet that is packed from one side to the other of all our different smoked meats and different side dishes. And
if you weren't hungry earlier, John, you're hungry now.
I know where I'm going after the show's over.
Well, did John not read the rules? I mean, did Andrew not read the rules that you apparently didn't give him the rules that, you know, if you're talking about food, you have to bring food? That's part of the rules here.
We'll
just go to his place.
And go ahead and tell people, where are you located?
We're located in Johns Creek on Jones Bridge Road, right off Old Alabama. And you can go to our website at www.asculinaryconcepts.com. Also, we are on Facebook at AS Culinary Concepts. And our telephone number is 678. 336-9196.
And you mentioned, Andrew, that you have a room for 30 people, so that's pretty much kind of the max.
If we're doing, well, as far as classes, and 30 people, but if you want to just do a, if you just wanted to do a function in our place where we did the cooking, we can accommodate more and we can move around.
Great. Andrew Traub with A&S Culinary Concepts, very cool stuff. So I've never heard of anything like this before. So thank you for coming in and sharing it with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Before we go, I want to let you know that we, of course, are broadcasting from the Roswell Infinity Studio. And Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the entire country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether you're purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. Again, a big thank you to our guests here on North Fulton Business Radio, Andrew Traub with A&S Culinary Concepts, Jane Ratliff with Blue Hair Technology Group, and Trenton Carson with TC Productions Video Production Company. John, any parting words?
No, I'm hungry, so I'm ready to get this show over, Mike.
Okay, that's the end of the show. Let's go, everybody. Again, thank you for our guests. Thank you to our listeners. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at North Fulton BRX. You can listen to this show or any of our shows anytime 24/7 by going to North Fulton Business Radio X. Until next time, for John Ray, I am Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.